Well, good morning. Our special guest this morning is Ben Fuller. Ben, thank you for joining us. Excited to introduce you to the WCSG family.
I am so grateful to be here, and this is my first time in Michigan.
Is it really?
Well, welcome.
Yes. Welcome to the Mitten State.
Thank you, Lord. Well, yeah, it's beautiful.
There are a lot of artists who are like, I'm from Nashville, born and raised. You are not. You're from Vermont.
I'm from Vermont, so I get the weather. Like, I'm kind of ready for, you know, it's a little rainy this morning. You know, I'm kind of ready for whatever. You bring a coat, you bring shorts, you bring all the things.
That's so, right. Basically, we all carry around backpacks for a full season of gear.
Exactly.
Cold and warm.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first chance to get to know you, meet you in person. Maybe just start off at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I was raised on a dairy farm, probably a medium-sized dairy farm, 175 Holsteins in Vermont, only son. And so I had a sister that she kind of went off and did her own thing, but the pressure was on for me to be, yeah, just so much work. Mm-hmm. And I constantly craved my father's approval. Mm. And it was one of those things that it was passed down generationally from my grandfather that we're men, we're strong, and to not show emotion. At a very young age, I guess 16 years old, I came very close to suicide. I had it all together on the outside, and I was captain of the football team. I had all these things going on the outside, but on the inside, I was a wreck. And so I came very close to pulling the trigger, and God had other plans for my life. 18, drug addiction started, alcohol, and I continued to use for most of my adult life. And so it was this constant running away, this constant losing. I lost my best friend in 2017 to an overdose. Mm. You would think things like that would snap me out of it and change everything about the way that I was living, and it didn't. And I continued to live that way. And it wasn't until I moved to Nashville in 2018. I've always been a singer. I've always loved country music. But I moved down there in 2018 for country music, and 2019 is when the Lord found me and everything changed.
When you say the Lord found me, what? How did that happen?
Like I said, I was so tired of running away, and I had no idea that he was with me the whole time. But God sent a family from Vermont a year and a half before I even got down to Tennessee, picked up a family of five, moved them down. They felt the Lord was calling them to Franklin. They got established. And one fall day in 2019, they called me up. They got my number from a mutual friend, and they just said, hey, we know you're here. And I didn't know them that well. Hey, we know you're here. Do you want to come over for dinner? Mm. It was a Saturday night. And after dinner, they asked me, would you come to church with us in the morning? And I was like, sure. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm a people person. Vermont is 2% Christian. So the only church I went to was for funerals and weddings.
Yeah.
I'll never forget walking into Church of the City, 3,000 people, Franklin, Tennessee, in the fall of 2019. And I stood in that aisleway, and John Reddick and Chris McClarney were leading worship. And I'll never forget the Spirit of God in there. I had no idea why people's hands were in the air. I had no idea that the music was that music that like filled up my chest, and it didn't come out. You know, it filled me up completely. And I stood there and I felt like I heard God say to me, I gave you your voice and now you're going to sing for me. And from that moment on, I just said, I'm done running. If you're even real, if you're who they say you are, do this for me. And I'm going to sing for you for the rest of my life. And within 2 months, the language, I had an awful mouth, the sex, the drugs, the drinking, everything came out. And all of a sudden, my conscience was rolled out on a red carpet. I almost felt a little bit like Jim Carrey, to be honest, and like in like Liar, Liar. I'm like, the pen is blue. I'm looking at this. I'm like, who am I? And to be perfectly frank with you guys, I was so alone when I gave my life. Mm. Because everyone I knew wasn't around me. We're like, Ben, what is happening to you? What has changed about you? What's going on? And a lot of my old friends were like, man, you're being brainwashed. You're somebody different. You need to remember who you are. Mm. And I knew in my heart, though, that I had been changed. And so November 10th, 2019, I came out of the water at Church of the City like a freight train. Mm. And I just said, God, send me, pick me, choose me. I'm here for you. And I've been looking back since only to reflect on how far he's brought me. And in a very short amount of time.
Now, that's interesting. So starting in 2019, you haven't really been doing this music career thing for very long. But what I think is most interesting about it is you've done it mostly during a pandemic. So what has that been like to kind of establish a routine of maybe finding tours and finding ground, writing songs and that kind of stuff?
So God sent me an incredible, wonderful believer manager from New Hampshire, nonetheless.
What?
The next state over
the next
from me.
State?
Unbelievable. And which New Hampshire is extremely small percent as well. And so her name's Crystal, and Crystal's been working with me now for almost 2 years, you know, through the pandemic, the whole thing. We emailed people, we just grinded like so hard. We worked so hard to get to work with people and sending emails and cold calling and all these things and trying to figure out, okay, I was struggling with wanting to do country music, but knew in my heart that I couldn't sing that anymore. Mm. That I needed to walk the way that I talked. I needed to live this thing out. And so the choice became very clear that I needed to sing about Jesus. But I honestly loved the time that I spent. I got to know the Lord really well during the pandemic. I dove into the Bible during the pandemic. And again, all this is brand new for me. So I was just lit on fire and like just did a deep dive into what is this story, and I wanted to know more about it. I am convinced if I didn't have the Lord going into this pandemic, I would be in a pretty bad place right now. So his plan is just so, so great. But finding me right before it all hit, it saved my life for sure.
So you do have a lot of baggage or backstory. Do you ever struggle with bringing that into what God is doing in your life currently? Is that, or have you been able to completely release that and say that is the old me and I don't have to worry about it anymore? Or just sometimes that creep back in and you get that shame and that guilt?
You know, it's funny. I bring that baggage everywhere I go. I feel like it's in the caboose of this train that God has got me on. And I'm able to access that to help bring... And I've almost been treating God like a library, if you will, where I get stories from people and carry the stories not only from me, but from other people. And being vulnerable gets vulnerable.
Yeah.
Right. And so when you're really honest with people, you get honest back. Mm-hmm. And so I tend to carry that around in my hands. And all of a sudden, you know, my arms are full with stories, including stuff of my own past. And so I've had to use God as this bookshelf where I take these stories and journals and put them in the bookshelf and say, okay, God, I can't take this. This is yours. You take it. And that for me has been able to clean my slate and clean my plate and allow me to continue walking forward. But the beautiful thing about him as a library is you can take that book back off the shelf and open up and go, oh, remember this. And then fold it up and put it back.
Something that I so appreciate is that you are willing to share your story, the good and the bad and the ugly. Because I think so many of us who try to get plugged into Christian community, we feel like we have to have it all together, or we have to look a certain way or be perfect.
You have to arrive perfect and clean.
Yeah. But that is not the way God works.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's exactly what it is. And I'm here. I believe that he's put me through all this stuff and carried me out to see the other side, the beauty and the joy and the love and the laughter. And I've had people, you know, write to me saying, could you really be that happy? Like, are you really that goofy all the time? Are you really that silly all the time? And the answer is no. But God has become this trampoline for me where when I fall, when I stumble, when I trip, I bounce back and boing, and here I am back up. And I'm like, okay, that wasn't nearly as bad as it used to be. Mm. And the spirals that I used to go down in aren't nearly as deep because I'm now rooted in a whole different tree. And so it's just, it's amazing. And it's just been, it's been really cool and almost unbelievable to me in the same.
Well, we're spending time with Ben Fuller, and Ben, people are getting their first taste of you musically with Who I Am. That's something we get a chance to enjoy. Maybe just speak a little bit behind the song and tell us where it came from, what it means to you.
So before every songwrite, I pray, and I've really gotten a habit of that because I just believe it's so important on asking God, what do you want to say today? What do you want to, what would you like to portray through me? My lungs are open. My arms are open. My heart is open. My mind is open. And I'll never forget, I wrote the song with David Spencer, and we were sitting in a room, and the Spirit of God just fell so mightily after we prayed. and who I am in the eyes of the Father, who I am is love set free, who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe. And it just fell out, and the melody fell out, and we wrote the song in under an hour, and it has become my anthem. It has become my declaration and a reminder for when I fall and when I stumble and when I face these things, because, you know, a lot of people think being a Christian, you know, it's just fixed. Everything is easy and everything. No, I'm here to tell you absolutely the other way. And so this song has become my strength in the Lord and my reminder of who I am in Him.
I appreciate that you say when I stumble, not if I stumble, because it is true. Like, even when you walk the Christian walk, there are times where you get a little bit off course, and God is faithful and He's there in those moments too.
Amen. It's every day.
Yeah.
It's asking Him every single day. And that's just what it is. God, thank you for today. We're not promised it, but we're here and we have another chance to tell somebody about how great He is.
So. And it sounds like you've been telling a lot of people. We saw that you are on tour with Unspoken. You're going to team up with Toby Mac and the Newsboys at Dollywood of all places.
Thank you, Lord.
And even earlier you said today is your first visit to Michigan, but you're coming back for not only Big Ticket Festival, but also Unity Christian Festival. So that's a lot of opportunities to be able to get in touch with people. What has that experience been like?
It has been emotional, and it's one of those things where I could not have made up the story on how I've been invited to a lot of these places, but I was asked to take the place of Corey Asbury in a worship leading role.
About, like, I don't know. Is there a Google Doc how was, I do this?
Well, exactly. And I'm like, yeah, right, because he's incredible. And come to find out, I walked into this conference room and it was full of all the festival buyers for the whole United States for the CFA. For
and
the
you
Christian
had no
festival.
Idea walking in?
And I had no idea. And they said, and they just said, hey, Ben, it's good to have you here. Would you tell us your story and would you sing to us some of your songs? And I did. And by the time I walked out, glory to God, they had already invited me. Most of them had invited me to their festivals this year.
So it's probably a good thing you didn't know going in, because you would have been so incredibly nervous.
I would have been so nervous. And I think the Lord did that. Like, His sense of humor is probably like, oh, watch this. I'm going to have him learn Reckless Love and all these, Your Father's House and all these songs that Corey does. And then come to find out, they just wanted to hear my story. Mm. So it's an honor. It's a gift. And I realize that it's all Him. Mm-hmm. And so I've just been praising Him for these doors and these opportunities that have been open to me, because I know how hard I tried before. Mm. It didn't work. None of it worked. And I have no explanation other than it's Him.
I love that perspective. Like, you may feel like everybody else's story is so much better than your own, but your own story is the one that God gave you, and Amen. He can use it in big ways.
Amen. And that's what I would say to somebody listening right now is, don't ever stop telling your story, because you matter. Your life matters. Your journey matters. And I never would have dreamed to be where I am right now, but it's all God. And thank you to Jesus that has come into my heart and changed my life. If He can do it for me, He can do it for you.
That's real great stuff. Ben Fuller, we appreciate you spending some time with us today, and I look forward to seeing all the exciting things that God's going to do through your life.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. What a blessing.